You have found the Drop Podcast, recorded live at the spacious STL All Sports Radio Studios. The Drop is an unbiased, in-depth hockey podcast dedicated to the St. Louis Blues and all the hot topics within the NHL. So tell the ref, you don't mind the game misconduct penalty. You were headed to the locker room anyway to listen to The Drop. Here's your host, Lance Descott.
In today's episode of the Drop Podcast, we're going to be going over the Blues versus Avalanche game, which was played on November 6th of 2016. This game was a breakout game for the Blues. I told you guys, you know, to get down to Scott Trade that either the game yesterday or today's game, the Blues were going to break out and score some goals. Well, they did break out and score some goals in this game. They looked very good. In fact, the first period, they looked awesome. Second period still looked pretty good. Third period still looked good. Maybe this team is coming out of this fog they were in when it comes to scoring goals. Jake Allen was on the mark, looked really, really good. And the Blues got on the board first, very early in the first period.
And now it is Dmitri Yashkin. And he stole the puck from Bochman. Two on one, right at a shot, and they score!
The shoulders of young Robbie Fabbri, 18 goals as a rookie and 15 points in 20 games, and that young fella loves it. Yashkin makes a good play along the board, strong on that, seals it from Beauchemin, and now it's a 2-on-1, and I tell you, Yashkin makes a tremendous pass.
This goal happened because of Yashkin's hard work on the boards against Beauchemin. They were up against the boards, you know, just a real quick little move by Yashkin. He gets the puck, comes across the line, has a 2-on-1 with Fabbri, and there's going to be no mistake here. Fabbri got the goal. The monkey's off his back. His first goal of the season. Now he can relax. You know, sometimes in these sophomore seasons, these guys, you know, just push a little too hard. I think that's what Fabbri was doing. He can relax now with his first goal of the season. Yashkin gets his assist. Shattenkirk gets assist. It's Yashkin's third assist of the year. Shattenkirk's fifth. Shattenkirk looks pretty good when it comes to assists this year. Just a minute, 37 seconds into the first period, and the Blues take a quick lead, which is what they needed to do in this game. You know, they didn't want to have another one of these 1-0, 1-1 games going into the game and going into overtime in a shootout and have there be a question of whether they're going to win. The Blues are trying to make a statement. They did make a statement on this goal, and they continue to do so just a couple minutes later.
Played yesterday. They won at home over Minnesota. Now Tarasenko in for Gunnarsson in the circle. And Laterra makes it 2-0.
Big goal for Jori Laterra, and he looks at his stick as he comes to the bench. What a pass. The Swede Gunnarsson makes the play, buys some time. After he takes the pass from Tarasenko, he waits and waits, and Gunnarsson finds the fin. Laterra is in a good position here. Perfect pass by Gunnarsson right on the tape.
So nice to see Laterra get his first goal of the season. He's been playing pretty decently this year. I know a lot of people have been on to him last year, and I was a little bit. But he's played a little bit better this year. He's showing up a little bit more in each game, and he's not disappearing as much, I don't think, as he was last year. Great pass from Tarasenko to Gunnarsson, and then to Laterra. Just an awesome goal. As I said, that's Laterra's first. Gunnarsson gets his first assist, and Tarasenko gets his sixth assist. And that's just 3 minutes and 35 seconds into the first period, and the Blues take the 2-0 lead. They'd have some other chances in the first period, but Colorado's goalie made some good saves to keep Colorado in the game. The Blues would go into the second period ahead 2-1, hoping to get a quick start. They played very well starting in the second period, but Colorado would come back and get a goal to cut the deficit 2-1.
Rantanen's pass finds the backhand of MacKinnon. Back to Rantanen. Pass in front, but Duchesne was behind the net. Centered in front. Tootin to Beauchemin. In shot. Score! That's the goal the Avs have been looking for in this game. They get a little tip, a redirection, and the Blues lead cut in half as the Avs get the goal after those great saves from Varlamov. Now it's a 2-1 game.
And this is the big line. And one of the things that happens with this line, they're so fast, they're so quick.
Yeah, that Duchesne-Beauchemin-Tootin line is pretty quick, as the Avalanche announcer said. And they get on the board to cut the lead 2-1. Hard work. in behind the goal, in front of the goal, just a perfect, perfect pass. And they cut the lead to 2-1. Duchesne gets his sixth goal. Great player. Boschman gets his third assist of the year. Tootin gets his third assist of the year. And that's 6 minutes and 38 seconds into the second period. And it makes it 2-1. They go back and forth a little bit. And I tell you, the Blues have really opened up the style of play this year. And they're definitely a little bit different than they were last year. They're still trying to play strong defensively, but they're opening up a little bit, and it's given them some chances. And I like the way they're playing. I know they've not been scoring a lot of goals, but the goals are coming, and you guys will see they're coming in this game. 2-1 at this point. The Avalanche are trying to get more opportunities. They had a couple, but they would not go in the net, and the Blues would strike again on this goal by Jaden Schwartz.
Blocked at the defense. Loose puck. They battle for it. Blues get it. Oh, Tarasenko can't pull the trigger. Shattenkirk again. Unloads. Rebound to Steen. A shot. Steen, number 200.
150th is a Blue. 200th in his NHL career. And the boys go fetch the puck, and why wouldn't they? Tarasenko's got his puck poked from him as he tries to drag it in, and Shattenkirk's been a shooting machine on this power play. This one goes off the blocker, and the rebound comes right out to Steen and wobbles in there at the end. Might have nibbled off the end of the stick.
Well, Penger, that did nibble off somebody's stick, and that was Jaden Schwartz's stick. Sorry to say, folks, that was not Alexander Steen's 200th goal in the NHL. I'm sure that was a little disappointment, but hey, I'm sure he's happy that Schwartz got the goal. Just a great, great tip in at the last moment by Schwartz. Perfect, perfect positioning in front of the net. He took that slap shot from Steen and just barely tipped it enough to where it would go in the goal. That was Jaden Schwartz's second goal of the season. Steen gets his eighth assist, Shattenkirk his sixth assist. And that was 14 minutes and 54 seconds into the second period, and it was the Blues power play goal. Oh my goodness, yes. A great power play goal. Nice to see a power play goal from the Blues. Very nice to see. It's been such a long time since they've scored a good power play goal. And they take a 3-1 commanding lead. They continue to put pressure on. Colorado just looked like they started to get tired. Both teams played last night, so there's not really any excuse for one team to be more tired than the other. I know Colorado played at home and had to travel out here, but that really shouldn't make a difference. But I think it did in the long run, and the Blues made him pay just a couple minutes later.
Now the puck loose at the line. Reeves gets it in there. In front. Scotty Upshaw! And it's 4-1!
What a pass by Ryan Reeves. That was salty. Little backhand saucer pass by the big fella. The entire line coming off a tremendous game yesterday. Brodziak strips the puck from Fedor Tootin. There's the backhand saucer pass. And I tell you what, the work that Ryan Reeves put in the offseason during the year, working on the skills part of the game, right to Scotty Upshaw.
I think that's the best pass I have ever seen Ryan Reeves make to anyone. It is apparent that Ryan Reeves has worked on his offensive skills in the offseason. Is he going to score 20 goals? No. But hey, this guy can give you 4 or 5 goals on a fourth line. That's pretty good and get you maybe 8 assists, 10 assists. He's looking better. He's still got that toughness about him. But man, what a great backhand pass, as Panger said, to Upshaw. Upshaw got in the game last night, played a great game against the Blue Jackets, and because of that, he stayed in the lineup. I'd like to see that from Hitchcock. Upshaw hadn't played in a few games, but when he got his opportunity last night, he played well. He's a great fourth-line player. I'm so glad the Blues re-signed Upshaw for this year. That would be Upshaw's second goal of the season, Reeves' first assist. Brodziak gets an assist. And that's at 17:03 into the second period. The Blues take a very commanding lead at late in the second period, 4-1. They keep putting the pressure on, continue to put the pressure on. You know they're going to score again. And the Blues, with just a little bit left in the second period, did score again.
These teams have struggled scoring goals. So that's been well documented.
Now Perron comes in, and a shot, and he scores! And it's 5-1!
some really nice passing. It started with Jay Bouwmeester on the left side of the ice. He put a beautiful saucer pass right on the tape between the benches right in front of me here. And with that comes a pass across again. Shattenkirk plays it over. There's that firm pass there at the end of it, the second part of it.
That play was started by a crisp, crisp pass by Bouwmeester. Bouwmeester's played very well in these last couple games. I know I've rode the guy somewhat in the past, but I think he's looked more steady this year. There's been a couple games where he's looked bad, but I think overall he's looked pretty good this year. And he started the play, and Perron ended it. That was Perron's fourth goal of the year. Parayko's fourth assist, and Shattenkirk's seventh assist. Shattenkirk's third assist in the game. I mean, just Mr. Assist, it seems like, lately with Shattenkirk. Nice to see him putting those passes on the tapes of other guys and giving them the opportunity to score the goals. That's what he's there for as a scoring-type defenseman. Well, that's the way it would end after two periods, 5-1 Blues. There would be no more goals scored in the third period. A little bit of back and forth, a few opportunities for each team, but nothing major. The Blues didn't allow anything else to get in, and Colorado didn't allow the Blues any more goals, and the Blues kind of tightened things up so Colorado wouldn't have a lot of chances. Before we go into the stats of the game, let's go to the post-game press conference where we're going to hear from Jake Allen, Ryan Reeves, Scotty Upshaw, and, of course, Coach Hitchcock.
I draw the penalty because I can't skate, and then I blacked out on a pass, so good couple shifts for the fourth line, I guess.
Just, you feel a spark was needed there, maybe? I mean, it seems like they call upon you guys to kind of give
them. Yeah, there's a lot of penalties and kind of a little momentum shift going on in the second. We came out, we just trying to chip any way we can when we get on the ice and, you know, draw the penalty. Luckily, we go score a goal, and then we can go out there and get one, too.
How do you think that your physicality in the last couple of games has helped the outcome of the game?
I think it just helps, you know, when other lines are on the ice and their D are looking over their shoulders thinking that, you know, I might be coming. Whether it's me or not, I think, you think twice about going to the corner and getting the puck. And, you know, if that's how it helps, that's how it helps. Mm-hmm.
Is it just a matter of time before you guys are going to break out and put some pucks in the net?
Yeah, it's been 12 games, so I think we waited long enough. We've been talking about chipping in a little bit for the team and for the boys, and you know, last couple games get on the ice for a couple goals, and today was a good one.
But now these last couple games, a lot of that, is that just because, or has there been a concerted effort to maybe do things a little differently?
I think a little frustration coming out the way we've been playing besides last night, the past couple games. And when that happens, I think you go out there and you try and play a little more physical. You try and get in people's face a little more. And when that happens, I think it just naturally comes to that point.
Yeah, it was two real good games for us, and two wins, you know, is important. Just not for the point side of things, more of just the morale and momentum and confidence in this group. So it was a big weekend for us.
You said the guys were getting frustrated there when you have a rough week or so?
That's natural to get frustrated, but we knew goals were going to come. You could see how many chances we were getting. We were just finding ways. Pucks weren't finding ways to hit the cage. And, you know, tonight in the second period they did for us. And tides turned a little bit. It was nice.
It was a great pass. It was, you know, our fourth line has been working hard of lately, getting some chances. So it was nice to be able to chip in. And, 75 made a great play. Brodziak made a great job getting it deep, and then the backhand no look sauce was laid perfect. And you know, one of those ones you try to put it in the back of the net, so it worked well.
Would you have felt bad if you didn't put that one in after that pass?
Yeah. You don't get very many of those opportunities, but our line, I felt, has been playing great lately, and chipping in and doing, you know, smart plays. And tonight we were rewarded with a goal, and you know, it was a great effort by everyone, and you know, something to enjoy for the next few days.
Our first period today was the best period we've played all year. Just our puck pursuit, our tenacity, our secondary forecheck was excellent. Best period we've played. Looked like a team that was right on the mark, and you know, we could have really put it away in the first period, but man, we did a lot of things that you're drawing up the game plan, that's exactly what you want. So for the first period, I was really happy with the way we played in the first period.
Any reason why it came together today?
Well, I just think, you know, you make a determination. We're not there, but you make a determination. Are you going to get on track and play the game the right way? And sometimes it's really difficult to win in this league. You have to check. And the more you check, the more you score. That's just the National Hockey League. And it's also very difficult to do that because it requires a very high level of commitment and work. And I don't think we did it on a consistent basis after the first three games. And so we were in and out, and sometimes good, sometimes bad. But we did it this weekend. And even when we took those silly, stupid penalties in the third period, our guys were really determined, especially on the back end and in goal, to not get scored on. So we even did it on a checking, even though the puck was on our end with the power play. So overall, this is a big step if we take advantage of this and moving this thing in the right direction, because we hopefully understood and saw the value of checking. And it was, first period was very impressive.
I tell you, the Blues' fourth line was key to this game. You know, Upshaw and Reeves played very, very well. Those guys seemed to really play, really gel together, but pretty good. You know, Reeves had that great pass to Upshaw. Upshaw had the goal. But those guys have played well when they've been in the lineup recently. I know both of them are benched for a few games. But when they get the opportunity, they really do a great job for the Blues. And as Hitchcock said, these last two games, the Blues have been playing much, much better, playing their game of checking. And that's the key to their system, is getting in and checking hard, playing the game hard, and trying to get those scoring opportunities off the forecheck. And it seemed to happen in the last two games, especially today. They battened down the hatches in the third period. And, Hitchcock said, they made some bad, bad penalties. But Jake Allen, who was also interviewed there, played a great, great game. Was very steady. I wouldn't say he had to make some super saves, but he made some very good saves. And, he got the Blues a game where they only allowed one goal. You know, part defense, part him. Nice to see. Let's go ahead and get into the stats of the game. The Blues improved to 7-4-2 on the season. Avalanche fall to 5-6. Blues had 28 shots on goal. The Avalanche had 23. The Avalanche had 6 power plays, and I'd like to see that cut down a little bit and the Blues not give up so many penalties, especially in the third period. The Blues' power play was 1-4. Nice to see a goal, but they still need to improve on that. Faceoffs 55%. The Blues won 46%. The Avalanche, let's go back over the scoring. Duchesne got a goal, the only goal for the Avalanche, and Duchesne's a great player. 6 assists. Boachman got his assist on that, and Tootin got his assist. That's that great fast line for Colorado. And to finish up Colorado's stats, their goalie Varlamov allowed 5 goals. Just not a great great outing by him. Schwartz got his power play goal, 2nd of the year. Laterra got a goal, his 1st. Upshaw got a goal, his 2nd. Perron got a goal, his 4th, after that 3-game burst with Edmonton. Nice to see Perron finally get another goal. Fabry gets the monkey off his back with his first goal of the season. I think you're going to start seeing more from him. Allen made 22 saves and played very, very well. So the Blues take the 2nd game in a row of this 3-game homestand. The next game they'll be playing against the Blackhawks, their hated rivalry, who the Blues beat last year in the playoffs in 7 games. So that game will be Wednesday, November 9th. That game will be on NBC Sports Network at 7 o'clock. So please tune in. I'm sure that's going to be a great game. Get down to the arena and watch the game if you can. But don't miss out on it either way, whether you're at a bar or at home or at the game. Should be awesome. Hopefully the Blues can take 3 out of 3 on this homestand here and move forward and continue to play well. I want to thank everybody for joining me for this episode of The Drop and this recap of the Blues Avalanche game. Don't forget to join me after the game against Chicago, and we'll have another recap. Have a great rest of your weekend. I know there's not much left of it, but enjoy your week. Until we talk again, remember, stay out of trouble and stay out of the penalty box.
This has been the Drop Podcast. You can email the Drop at theofficialdrop@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter at @officialthedrop or watch our videos on YouTube at tinyurl.com/thedroppodcast. Don't forget to subscribe or download this episode and past episode on iTunes, Stitcher.com, and ShoutEngine.com.